Well, behavioral health is something that has become a greater and more acute need in the medical community. More and more people presenting with behavioral health issues, and we feel as though we need to care for them. And in order to do that, we needed a specific behavioral health program that's going to include a pastoral-type counselor, a behavioral health professional counselor, and some administrative support staff.
There are two ways to look at this. You can be a physician who happens to be a Christian, or you can be a Christian who happens to be a physician. And they're fundamentally two different types of approaches to medicine. But your identity and who you are in Christ determines your mission and how you do it. Then all of a sudden, you're a disciple of Christ, and you'll be doing things that are in alignment with what Christ would be doing as you practice medicine every day.
Welcome to the Let's Go 360 podcast. I'm Larry Fraley, your host, and I'll be bringing you conversations with outstanding mission-minded leaders with the aim of helping you develop your own spiritual life by understanding what God is doing through our guests' lives as we learn about their ministries and what God has called them to do. Well, greetings, everyone. I'm Larry Fraley, your Let's Go 360 podcast host. First of all, thank you for supporting Let's Go 360 with your positive ratings, kind comments, and referrals to your friends. Let's Go 360 is part of Christ Church of the Valley here in the greater Phoenix, Arizona area. Throughout the valley, CCV has 15 campuses where children may enjoy interactive activities that strengthen their faith, where students can learn how to be Christ-centered change agents. Regardless of where you're at, in your own personal walk, adults young and old will discover a place in which they can grow and feel at home. And with us today is Neighborhood Christian Clinic. Now, Neighborhood Christian Clinic has been a partner of CCV's for a number of years now. They are really one of our stars. And so we're going to find out more about them in our episode today, or you can go back to season one, episode 26, when Gary and I had a conversation about Neighborhood Christian Clinic and what was going on at the time. And I am happy to report that even within the last year, there has been some amazing things that have taken place. With us today is the founder of Neighborhood Christian Clinic, David Tellez. And Gary is back, so we'll be talking with them about what God is doing at Neighborhood Christian Clinic. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
It's good to be here, Larry. Thank you.
Well, David, since you're the founder, how did it all get started?
Well, it started with a vision, and a vision that was shared with me by one of my mentors about 1990 or so, about being part of a spiritual movement within the medical community to train and equip healthcare professionals to share God's love to their patients and fulfillment of the Great Commission. And so that's I consider a vision, a godly vision that was passed on to him, and he passed it on to me. And we after doing a lot of mission trips around the world with physicians to instill in them the heart and the vision maybe to care for the underserved, I realized it might be more effective to have an inner city clinic where we can care for the uninsured and the underserved, and at the same time be able to train and equip healthcare professionals and multiply ourselves and develop other clinics like this throughout the country and maybe throughout the world, where we'd have physicians that would practice what we call whole patient care. Spiritual care is needed at the bedside. And so in 1992 is kind of when this vision kind of came to me and while I was studying Genesis and Noah, and realized that God was asking me to start a clinic like he was asking Noah to build an ark. And I felt like Noah didn't know anything about ark building, and he still built the ark. So as a doctor, I should probably start this clinic since that falls in my wheelhouse. So we got started and opened our doors in 1999, and one night a week on a Thursday, May of 99. And we have grown from one night a week to, 40-hour weeks with over 400 volunteers, a staff of 15, and we're now at about a $1.4 million budget, and seen about close to 10,000 patients a year.
Wow. Any idea that when you had that vision that it would end up like this?
No, but I was warned that God's visions are far greater than ours, and they outlast us, they outlive us, that we can't even imagine what God's going to do. All we have to do is just take the first step with him and then watch him work. And it's been quite a journey.
Well, I remember when we started CCV and there was really just four officers that actually started it. And being one of those, I had no idea what God had in store. I would at the time have been, Lord, if we could just start the church and have a few hundred people, that would just be amazing. And then, of course, 40-some years later, God has done amazing things. And I'm sure he's got that in store for Neighborhood, because I can tell you firsthand from what I've seen and in working with doctors all, you know, they know what they're doing and they love to serve and help people. But when it comes to sharing their faith, it's not always easy for them to transition from the doctor to the sort of spiritual guider, if you will, or sharer of the good news. And so your training and your philosophy has played played an important part in our mission trips, because we go on medical trips, and that's one of the things that the doctors have a little hard time of doing. So we have to ask them, watch your training and learn how to actually provide, sharing the gospel as part of their mission on going on a trip.
Yeah, I think our philosophy is there are two ways to look at this. You can be a physician who happens to be a Christian, or mm-hmm. you can be a Christian who happens to be a physician. Mm-hmm. And they're fundamentally two different types of approaches to medicine. And so we introduce the concept that you're a Christian who happens to be a doctor. You can be a Christian who happens to be anything, but your identity and who you are in Christ determines your mission and how you do it. As opposed to mm-hmm. being a doctor, that's really not your identity. That's just your profession. So we find that when it's an aha moment for a lot of doctors when we say, well, you're a Christian who happens to be a physician, and what does that now look like for you? And then all of a sudden you're a disciple of Christ, and you'll be doing things that are in alignment with what Christ would be doing as you practice medicine every day.
Wow, that is so good. Well, we are certainly going to continue with that philosophy, and we're so glad that you were able to introduce us to that. Gary, you're the executive director.
I am.
How did you get started with the Neighborhood Clinic?
Well, I was in a secular career uh-huh. That God blessed tremendously, and I wanted to change fields, if you will, to become involved in an industry that was more contributory. So I started interviewing in the medical industry. And that led to a click on the internet of a link called the Neighborhood Christian Clinic. And within a couple of weeks, I had one-on-one meetings with every board member. And then Dr. Taez made me an offer in some small broom closet at Phoenix uh-huh. Children's Hospital. And I said, well, I can't work for you. You're not paying me enough. And he said, go home and pray about it. I said, okay, I'll pray about it. So my wife and I prayed about it. And the rest is history. It's the best job I've ever had.
Isn't that how God works? I can remember hiring a guy here at CCV when we first started from Honeywell, and we needed an IT specialist, and so he was a member, and he had volunteered some, and so we had talked to him about coming to work, and so when we made the offer to him, he just kind of looked at us and said, I make three times that now. I'm not sure that's going to work. And I told the same thing, just go home and pray about it. And he did. He started about a month later and now has developed a system called ROC, which is the national standard for church management systems. Little did he know what God had in store for him. So that's the way God works. How many people actually visit Neighborhood Clinic on a weekly basis?
Well, patients we see, Dave said we were pacing at about 10,000 patient visits a year. And that breaks down to about 850 a month. Divide that by four, it's about 220 to 250 patients a week that come and visit us. And that's comprised of medical patients, dental patients, everything that you would see in a normal family practice, if you will.
Yeah. And a lot of the volunteers that work there, some of them come from CCV.
Absolutely.
I know we've got a lot of volunteers. I'm not sure that all of them are there every week, but I know that they do come, because I continually get these stories about what happened at Neighborhood Christian Clinic this week. So that's one way that CCV has helped support you, as long with our financial gifts, and that's made possible by our members and regular attenders of CCV who give to CCV and tithe to CCV. 10% of all of the gifts and tithes that come into CCV goes to missions, and of that budget, there's a percentage of that that goes to Neighborhood Christian Clinic and organizations like them, not only locally here and then around the U.S. near and then globally far. That's the where the missions funding goes, thanks to the members of our church. And there are other projects that I recall we've helped you throughout the year with. I think there was a building that you had purchased or some upgrades. Do you remember what we were able to help with any of those?
Well, I think you're referring to the Agape House.
Yes, the Agape House.
Which is a home that we purchased where we have a host couple live in it, and they host residents or other doctors from around the world to come in and learn what we do and how we do it, mm-hmm. so they can take what we do and how we do it back to their local community.
Yeah.
So it can impact the healthcare community where they practice. And CCV was intimately involved with that, both with help, volunteers, but also with financial assistance as well.
I know I want to talk about a future campaign that you've got going. Actually, it's already kicked off. We'll talk about that a little bit later. What kind of services are provided at the clinic?
Well, we operate mostly like a family practice. So we have agreed to be the practice for certain patients. However, half of our patient visits are reserved for urgent care walk-in. People who need to come in for an antibiotic or they have a laceration that they need help with. So half of our patient visits are for walk-ins, half our patient visits for people who we have agreed to be their doctor. Just like any family practice, we see them on a family practice basis, but we also have 55 subspecialties that we can refer out to. So if you would go to your family practice doc and you need a cardiologist or an oncologist or an ophthalmologist, we can refer out to those subspecialties and take care of the people in that fashion.
Yeah. Well, one thing I know in visiting, and I've had two or three visits, and every visit I'm just – one of the things that always stands out to me is this wall that you have that has a rack of prayer cards or these cards that refer to Scripture. And so people come in with all kinds of, discouragement, whether they're dealing with anxiety or fear or some grieving or guilt or hope or loneliness or whatever. There's these prayer cards that are on the wall, both in English and in Spanish. And for one example, there might be an anxiety prayer card. And this prayer card, which is a little 3x5 card, that they can actually give their patients. It tells them to not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And so that verse is obviously from Philippians, and then there's another verse from Isaiah, another verse from Matthew. Whose idea was this? This was a great idea.
Well, that's the basis on which the clinic was founded. Mm. I do want to say that we don't just treat people for their medical. We treat them as a whole person. We believe that people are made up of mind, body, spirit. So yes, we treat them physically, but we also treat them emotionally, psychologically, and most important, spiritually, thinking that the spiritual component of a person must be as whole as the physical perspective of a person in order for them to be totally cured, if you will.
Yeah.
So it's whole person care, and obviously Scripture plays a big role in that.
Well, that holistic approach is used a lot by different ministries, and you're right. In working with Streetlight, I remember that learning that these kids that have gone through this sex trafficking event in their life, and some of them as young as 9 years old, needs this holistic approach, because just taking a clinical approach in dealing with a child of 9 or 10 years old that's been in sex trafficking for a number of years is not going to cut it. That there needs to be Jesus Christ in their lives, Jesus Christ healing. And so that holistic approach is so, so very important. So,
well, I would like to mention here, though, Paul Lorenson, our medical director, is a person who I think was the champion for these verse cards.
Uh-huh.
And We are part of a much larger organization we've joined called CCHF, Christian Community Health Foundation, or Fellowship, and they meet annually. And all these other clinics like ours around the country have really identified this as a corner piece for their practices as well. And so a lot of people are duplicating this, and we're certainly making it available to anybody who wants to use it. But they're very helpful, like you identified.
So we'll certainly include all the information that we're talking about today, including websites and other information, in our show notes that we do with every episode. But if you do want to know more about the Neighborhood Christian Clinic, you can go to thechristianclinic.org. That's thechristianclinic.org, and read about all their services, how to volunteer. Read about news events and media events that's happened recently and in the past. You'll read about what it means to provide spiritual care and how to get involved, their curriculum and contact information. And you can check that out on their website. They've got a lot of different initiatives going. They're planning to grow. And if you're a medical professional that wants to get involved, or if you're not a medical professional and wants to get involved, please contact them. And someone will reach out to you. I want to talk a little bit about the next initiative you've got going. You're getting into the behavioral health space, correct?
Yes, we are.
Tell us about that program and where it's going.
Well, behavioral health is something that has become a greater and more acute need in the medical community. We have more and more people presenting with behavioral health issues, and we feel as though we need to care for them. And in order to do that, we needed a specific behavioral health program. So what we have done is we've designed a program that's going to include a pastoral-type counselor, a behavioral health professional counselor, and some administrative support staff. And we have found that we can do that within our clinic, but then it would consume exam room space, mm-hmm, if you mm-hmm. will, to do a behavioral health visit. Sure. So we need more square footage, more exam rooms, if you will, to have behavioral health consulting sessions. So there's a house that is adjacent or contiguous to the clinic that we hope to purchase and turn it into a behavioral health facility. And that is the program that we're currently raising money for, to buy the facility, remodel it for the purposes that we intend to use it for, and then fund it operationally for 3 years.
And so you're just beginning that, or what state is that in right now?
We are just beginning. Well, I think we're beginning the fundraising, but mm-hmm. we're already, the Lord has provided 59% of the funding for the 3 years for operational cash, purchase of the home, and the remodel of the home.
Wow, that's remarkable. I mean, I've been around, obviously, fundraising a lot in the position that I'm in. And to have that, have already that degree of participation, it tells me that there's, number one, a need, and that there's a lot of people that feels the need and wants to meet the need. And so that's fantastic. So you're almost 60% already done. If there are those of you that want to know more about that program, again, contact Gary or Dave and check out this new behavioral program. And if you want to get involved with that, you certainly can. What else is coming in the future? Anything exciting that we need to know about?
Well, we're really trying to expand our staff to handle the demand. We're looking for another doctor, we're looking for another nurse, and we're looking for another dentist. So those are things that we can do that can allow us to see more patients.
And these aren't volunteers. These are full-time staff.
Right.
So how many volunteers are there in a typical day?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I would say on any given day, we probably have 15 to 20 volunteers come through the clinic, and that's either the morning clinic shift or the afternoon clinic shift. Half of our patient visits are handled by volunteer providers. And with each volunteer provider, we need a nurse, an MA typically, and an interpreter, because most of the volunteer providers are not bilingual, so we need mm-hmm. someone to be in the exam room with them to interpret. So bilingual volunteers who don't even have to be in the healthcare field can volunteer as well.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And so how does one, is there a process by which they can sign up? Is it on your website, or do they just call you?
They can call us.
Yeah.
We always encourage that, but it is on our website. There's a volunteer page on our website where a volunteer can click and then fill out a certified application or a non-certified. Certified obviously being for those healthcare professionals who have a certification, because we need to make sure they're credentialed and they passed all their bar exams, and or not bar exams, but the medical exams and that type of thing.
Sure, sure. Well, great. Anything else you want to share with our audience before we close today?
Yeah, we're coming to year end, and we anticipate increasing our budget for operations separate from the behavioral health program up about another $300,000. So we are really looking for God's provision at year end to help meet that budget. We qualify for the Arizona tax credit. So, you know, $400 if you're single and $800.
It's $841 this year for a married couple.
$841.
All right.
Okay. That's an interesting number.
Yes.
Hard to forget that. So here's your chance to just redirect your taxes. It's not even giving. You're just shifting, cost shifting your taxes to the clinic. And then you can make a nice contribution above that for your spiritual portfolio. But having said that, we are so appreciative for all that you guys do here at CCV. You have been big supporters for us. God has used you in great ways to keep us going. And we praise God for your church and for your faithfulness to what God's doing in the inner city.
Great. Well, thanks, guys, for joining us. Let me close this with prayer.
That'd be great.
Well, Father God, we just come before you today with really a grateful heart for giving thanks to the Neighborhood Christian Clinic who serves our community. We pray for your continued guidance and blessings on this clinic and in all the things that they do or involved in its ministries. We lift up the staff and Gary and Dave and the leadership of this clinic, that they may continue to provide vision and passion. Grant them your wisdom, your compassion, your strength to help them provide the medical care in this holistic model that has been so successful and we know is right after your own heart. Mm-hmm. May they be a source for healing that goes far beyond the medical, and comfort that goes far beyond the physical as to those who walk through their doors. And so we also pray for those patients, those people in the community there who visit and seek healing and restoration. We pray that you would use these physicians who you have given. I mean, everything is from you, including the minds of these doctors. We pray for the technologies and the equipment that is needed and being used today, that it stays functional and continues to provide healing. And so as we close today, Lord, we just ask your special blessing on this amazing ministry that you have going on right in our own backyard. And we just look forward to what you're going to do in the coming years. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks for listening to the Let's Go 360 podcast, sponsored by Christ Church of the Valley. Check out CCV at ccv.church and our missions activity at ccv.church/missions, where we are trying to fulfill the Great Commission, inspired by the Great Commandments.